Hey guys, it's Crime Time. I'm Hannah.
I'm Felicia.
And I'm Katie.
And on this podcast, we'll be talking about what goes down in criminal justice.
Hey guys, welcome back to Crime Time. On this episode, we'll be talking about the elements of an arrest and sharing some funny slash true exciting
slash
stories
crazy stories
about people being arrested or arresting stories or what the heck.
Yeah.
Stories. Yeah, just stories.
We're talking about stories
about that relating to that set.
But first, we're going to answer some questions that were asked from last episode. So we're going to answer Mr. Wynn's episode.
Question.
First, you can mess me up. Okay, the question is, how much does the media play a role in the groups that are attempting to raise awareness for some of the social issues associated with policing? Are they a positive or negative influence? I think most are trying to be positive.
Yeah, we did have that huge thing with like the Black Lives.
Yeah, we literally talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it last, Mr. Wynn, but our last podcast. But it's like a win lose situation. We talked about how the Black Lives Matter and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like no one's gonna be happy.
But again,
like not well,
all
not
press is
ever,
good
yeah.
For us. Yeah, and if it's bad, it's still good.
Well,
they're still getting their name of their organization out.
I think
there.
That's for famous people.
It's like for any like business or anything. Because if you have your name out there, it's one more person who knows about like what you're doing. Even if it's like they killed someone, because
it's still known.
It's one more person that is reached.
But the NYPD, murder somebody, like they just shoot them 17 times.
They still know about the NYPD. More of NYPD getting out there.
Okay.
Yeah,
win the situation. Sometimes it can be good. Sometimes the media is a little too sensitive, or it can, share negative things faster. But otherwise, I think it's a pretty positive thing for policing in today's society. Yeah.
Do you want to answer another one?
Sure.
We'll answer Hayden's. Do you think that the implementation of body cams could somehow prevent cops doing injustice? Well, yeah, because there's always proof.
Definitely, yeah.
That to keep them held accountable.
Yeah. What's kind of interesting is some precincts also hold the right to release that footage. So I don't know if it would stop it. Like the judge can order like a warrant for that camera stuff. So I guess it would if there's some circulation.
Okay, let's go questions. Okay, awesome. Okay,
whatever.
So
we didn't even answer.
No, I said keeps him held accountable.
Yeah. Okay, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good
okay,
thing.
That's enough questions.
Come on.
Okay, so Katie's gonna start talking about just like the procedures that people have to take to be arrested. Okay.
The elements of an arrest.
Wait,
so so once the officer finds legal grounds to arrest, they will make the arrest and put the offender in handcuffs. The officer will obey the Constitution, obviously, and their Fifth Amendment rights and read their Miranda rights, which are...
Oh, yeah. So Miranda rights, they say you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you are being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, you'll be appointed to have one. And you can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any of the questions.
# plead the fifth.
Yeah. Okay, so after that, the officer will probably or most likely place the offender in the police car and escort them to a local jail, depending on the severity of, what they did.
What is so funny?
After the arrest, you will generally be asked two types of questions, including, routine and interrogation, two procedures, which... The routine questions, when they ask you, there are questions like your name and address, your identifiers like your driver's license number or your social security,
where you work, emergency contact information, any medical conditions that you receive treatment for, stuff like that. And those questions, that questioning, you do not need an attorney present. So that happens before the interrogation, because if you would like an attorney, they need to be present for the interrogation. And then after that, you'll go through the interrogation process, and then you'll get booked. And after booking, you'll be held until you're arraigned, and that's about it. And then after that, you know, comes the court date and the court trial and stuff. So, yeah.
Want to share some stories?
Yes, I do. Okay, so here are just some really funny ones.
Don't scratch the speaker.
Where's the speaker?
It makes the noise.
Okay, sorry. A 67-year-old woman named Irene donated a giant turkey. wore a giant turkey costume this past November and headed to a Belk's in Ladies Lake, where police claim surveillance cameras saw her stuffing said turkey costume with purses, jewelry, and waffle maker. I was hoping to wear my costume to court, she said to Pittman, which is an interviewer, which will undoubtedly land her on this list again in 2018. And that was the list of most funny arrests in 2017.
That's
good
fun.
For her.
Have
yeah.
Another?
I have a few more, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Back in June, a man piloting a Piper PA-31, it's an airplane, was attempting a late-night landing at Orlando Exclusive Airport when an 11-foot alligator jumped up from the runway and attacked the wing. The 500-pound beast died on impact. No people were injured. Despite damage to the aircraft, it was the first time it has happened since 2013.
Oh, it happened before.
It has happened before, buds. Yeah, I think no one was arrested in that.
That's just a funny story.
Yeah, it was just
that
a really
just
funny
a
story.
Story.
I just really
Katie
wanted
just
to share with you.
Oh,
oh my god. Okay, so here are just some funny like headlines of people like before they get arrested, like what happens. So alleged kidnapper takes a nap at the crime scene. Rookie mistake, man. And guy hiding from cops falls through ceiling, landing right in front of them.
What?
Yeah, I'm sure you got it wrong.
Oh, I watched an episode of Criminal Minds yesterday, and Gideon, the main dude, he's like the philosopher type, was like, who's it? The really hot dude was like, well, what do you think, Gideon? And Gideon's like, well, I think
the really hot dude.
Gideon was like, well, I think he's guilty because no man can go to sleep with in an interrogation room. Like
right.
Everyone's like stressed if they're innocent and they're chilling in an interrogation room.
Yeah.
No one will take a nap. So
yeah.
The dude's guilty.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, they're all in like behavior analysis, and that's like some weird behavior. Police, me, I'm ready to hear your story.
Okay.
Yeah, let's tell your
story.
So,
these next stories are true stories, dude.
like hers.
My comment says we're not doing true stories.
No, he said personal stories.
Okay, so you're saying all of your stories weren't true?
They're true, they weren't personal.
Okay.
No, but
so
we're going to tell some stories. We're good.
Oh, yeah, okay, more stories. Okay, so there was this family. And I just heard the story.
Yeah.
It's a true story, but
through the grapevine.
Yeah. This is family. And the little girl is so cute. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. and they had this maid.
Yeah.
And the maid literally stole from them. like they stole like valuable items, jewelry. The dad's wedding ring.
One day TV's just
I'm just kidding. And then the family was like, oh my god. Then they went and they got a private investigator. And then the maid was like still their maid and was like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I'm gonna figure out everything that they stole and wrote like knew what they stole and like tried to help the family to figure out who it was. Then the investigator was like,
how do you know all that?
It was the maid.
The maid done it.
Yeah, that's not didn't talk about it. The butler. Yeah.
But a
in
woman
the
butler.
With the lead pipe.
What? Okay.
So that's the story.
Yeah. The next thing we're going to talk about is our last thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are going, like always, we're going to leave you guys with a question.
Questions.
And we are going to answer it in this episode.
So.
Okay. So the question is, what do you think drives people to continue doing crimes even after they get out of jail?
Darn. Mm-hmm. Anna, you got anything?
That was
a really good one.
Good. Yeah.
I think they just got really messed up in jail. I think they just like really got influenced by the craziest people there, and they just... Like, YOLO, I've already been there once. What's going to be worse, right?
Okay.
Death is kind of better than jail, so...
Nice.
If I die, I die.
So,
YOLO.
Like, well... Okay. No, maybe it's, like... I don't know. So, take, like, this as an example. So, like, a kid that's, like, has a perfectly clean record, it's going to be more detrimental to that kid if it gets a referral as to the kid that... has already 3 referrals and they don't care anymore. Like, it's, I don't know. You know, like, if you've already done it, it's already on your record, you're crazy, you're already mentally, like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they don't care, like, if they do it and they get, like, an adrenaline rush, if it makes them, like, feel good doing it,
yeah,
then
they're
just going to keep.
Yeah. They don't have that, like, sense that there's a consequence to
yeah.
behavior, even though, like, I don't know.
And maybe it's easier for people after jail to stop, but, like, if you get away with it, like, if you get away with it the first 2 times you, like, commit a crime, and then the 3rd one you get caught, then they know there's, like, some ways to get, like, around it, or, like, you know, get away with doing that crime, so they just try again, I guess. I don't know, probably the same reasons that they do the crime in the first place. The first one that landed them in jail.
For real,
something's wrong in the head. Yeah. But, yeah. I think that is the end of this Crime Time episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.